This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Greg is currently pooping his pants. Hopefully he's back tomorrow, more likely Thursday. That was awesome with, I feel like, Chris Farley and Paul McCartney on SNL. But that was Alex Cora. If you missed it, go back and listen to it. Rewind. You can listen to it wherever you get your podcasts. You can check out Twitch, YouTube. But what a breath of fresh air. And I don't think he did Devers any favors in the calling Alex Bregman the perfect player. That's what, didn't Bill call Brewski the perfect Patriot?
He might have, yeah.
Yeah, that was a great interview. Yeah. Great guy.
The one thing that did not worry me, but maybe change my opinion that Wiggy and I have echoed for the last week is when he was talking about second base and he named all these guys and didn't name Bregman.
Right.
And then at the end, he did throw him in and realized that he had left him off the list. But
there's a lot of – he said there's a lot of guys at that position, you know what I mean? But he also did say that Devers would be back next week and be playing third base. So it's,
he also said he talked to him and just about his schedule, not the position he'd be playing. If he was playing third base, that wouldn't be awkward.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see, because that's why I asked him, well, you know, you're going to have to make this decision that one of your players kind of, you know, feels like, all right, this is my position that, you know, I should be playing. So you're going to have to make a decision that guys maybe don't like, and how do you then get that guy to buy in when that guy is one of your better players? It's easy when somebody, you send somebody down and the talent level is not there, but when it's somebody that has a lot of talent, there's definitely conversations that had to be had with that player to definitely buy in.
And the interesting one was when I mentioned Tristan Casas. You wouldn't hear it on the radio, but he smiled and kind of looked away.
Yeah.
There was an obvious frustration there. Alex Bregman, newest member of the Boston Red Sox, just sat down. I'm Chris Curtis. Jermaine Wiggins, Patriots Super Bowl champion Jermaine Wiggins, and Courtney Cox here. Very nice to meet you, Alex.
Hi.
How does it feel to be a member of the Boston Red Sox?
Great. Feels good to be here. It's been an awesome 2 weeks, so looking forward to continuing to get after it and get ready for the season.
Alex Cora just sat here before you, and he had many nice things to say about you. He said...
Many? That's an understatement.
Yeah. He said you were, quote...
Woo!
If I don't want to get this
wrong,
Abby's here from the Red Sox. He called you perfect.
Yes. He did.
What is your relationship like with Cora, and... how important was he in getting you here?
No, it's been great. Honestly, spoke with him a ton all off season long, just kind of talking about Boston, this team, the future of this team, our time together, and kind of what he would expect from me playing here. And our relationship's been great. He's a gamer. He loves baseball. Hard worker. Guy who just is going to compete every single day, and I can't wait to play for him.
And right before we do this, I will be fired if I don't get this in. The show being here from Spring Training is co-sponsored by McFarland Energy, the heating, cooling, and bioheat delivery pros that Eastern Mass and all of Cape Cod depend on at McFarlandEnergy.com, by the E.L. Harvey companies, including Nauset Disposal and Miga Disposal, your local trash collection and recycling providers, by Aviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced ingredients, and by friends at Chosen Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
Another thing that Alex Cora brought up was your mentality before and after 2017 and how you rebounded from that going into 2018. You kind of cut out the noise, having to travel around and hear what people were saying. Do you feel different from before 2017 and after, and how you've responded to that?
Well, I think you can just you learn a lot from experiences in your life, and you learn. I think honestly, at the end of the day, it's made me a better person and leader, and I feel like I've grown up a lot and learned a lot, and I'll be able to share experiences with a lot of people, and hopefully teach them.
Alex, one of the things that we kind of talked about, and he tapped into a little bit, but it is the elephant in the room, the fact that you're an outstanding third baseman when it comes to fielding, and there's Rafael Devers has played that position, and there's this kind of competition. How do you kind of approach this? And I know you said that, hey, I'll do whatever AC does, but as a former player, I know that there's, like, when you feel like you do something well, that's where you want to be. What's your mental approach knowing that, okay, maybe I might have to start the season off at another position, or I really am hoping that I start the position off at third base?
No, I think I said this earlier in camp, and to be honest, it's an honor to be Rafi's teammate. Mm-hmm. I've admired watching him play for so long from across the field, and to be able to be on his team and pulling on the same end of the rope has been awesome. I feel like this has been talked about way more in the media than it has at all in the clubhouse at
That's
all.
That's what
haven't.
We do.
Yeah, we haven't really talked about it. We've all just been kind of keeping our head down, getting to work, and like you said, I'll play anywhere. I truly mean it, and whatever AC and wherever he tells me to play, I'll be ready to play.
And you know, I think that Patriots fans, Boston fans, can relate to what it meant for you to win that second championship with the Astros, where for so long the Patriots were, you only won because of this, the footballs or the spying or whatever. And then those Patriots fans, those championships after those scandals broke, felt even more rewarding. What was it like for you as a guy that was a leader? Alex Cora talked about how there's a lot of guys, he actually said, Altuve's great, Alvarez is great, all this, Dusty's great, but Bregman was the guy, the glue, that led the team out of that mess and into another championship. What did it feel like to win after the 2017 events?
Well, I think I obviously had a lot of great teammates and coaches there, and I feel like for all of us, every year is different when you start out in spring training. Every team is different. I feel like during the runs of the Patriots, I feel like obviously there are certain guys that are there, but I feel like the roster is different every year, and there's like a little bit of a different feel every year. So you kind of got to find a way to how's this team going to win and how's this team going to be really good. So I think obviously I think we pitched the ball really well in 2022, and I think we had a lot of guys offensively step up and play well throughout the playoffs that year. But I think overall, over the course of our career, being able to execute in the postseason on the mound and execute defensively, I think that's been the bread and butter baseball-wise as far as what gets the job done in the postseason against these really good teams like the Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox. I don't know. I think obviously it was great to win that year. It was a lot of fun going into a hostile Philly environment, and felt like we were playing in a college football stadium during those games. Like the crowd was like bouncing up and down, especially after they won game three that year. I think they won like 5-0 and hit 5 homers, and it felt like the crowd was on top of you. But overall, you're right. It did feel really good to win that year.
What's amazing is how good you are and your ability to execute at Fenway. And I can listen to the stat heads, I can listen to the experts that break down tape, but you personally, what is it about Fenway, about the Green Monster, that makes you so dominant?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable. And that's why I think everybody's so hyped to have you here now. So
I think... I think the first game I ever played there, actually, AC told me, he said, you need to try and hit the ball low to right field and high to left field, because he's like, you're a little guy, you don't need to be trying to hit the ball out to right field here. So play to your strengths, I guess. And I don't know. I feel comfortable. I see the ball well there. I don't know. I think when it's Monday in Boston and it's still sold out and Sweet Caroline's playing and the crowd's going crazy on a Monday or a Saturday night or whatever, it's just an elite atmosphere that gets you up for every single game. And definitely played a big role in why I wanted to go to Boston. The fans are incredible. I feel like every game means something during the regular season. Yeah, I feel like that. It's a good, healthy pressure.
One of the things that Cora talked about was obviously your leadership skills and what you bring to the clubhouse. When you come into a different situation, you talked about every year is different, every team is different, but now you're coming into a new environment in a clubhouse where you're looked at as being a leader for guys that you don't really know or you're getting to know. What's that been like for you in this growth of you as a player to kind of take on that role for a team for the past couple of years? It hasn't been good. Finished in last place two of the last 3 years. What have you kind of brought into that clubhouse from obviously your experience and being such a successful player?
No, like I think obviously being in Houston and being around the same group of guys, whether it's the same minor league system throughout, and seeing guys come up from Double A, Triple A, you get to know guys over the course of time. And when you're with an organization for so long, you kind of understand how to lead that group. I think the biggest thing for me since being here is I'm trying to find out what makes every single person in the clubhouse tick, what makes them be their best and play at their best and perform at their best. And
have you figured out Casas yet? Because none of us have.
Hey, he's a hell of a...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The player, yeah. He really is. It's a fine question. But I think that the biggest thing is finding out what makes every single player go, and finding out a way to get the best out of them on a daily basis, I think is very important. Communication is key. I've probably been talking too much to all the guys since I've been here. I've been asking them way too many questions, just trying to get to know everybody and figure out kind of this team's dynamic. Obviously, they haven't made the playoffs in a few years, but playing from the other side of the field against them, you couldn't tell that.
Mm-hmm.
The way they play, how hard they play, that fires me up. Jaren Duran in the leadoff spot, he sets the tone for this team with just how hard he plays. Every single time he's busting his tail down the line, stretching singles to doubles, scoring from first. It's been a fun group to play against because every single night they compete. And I've relayed that message to them that I loved watching them compete over the last few years. And we've had some good battles against each other. And I'm excited to be their teammate.
And you're, you know, obviously a talented player, Gold Glove winner, two-time World Series champion, all that. But it feels like you're here primarily for what you just described, that this team is talented. They have a bunch of young guys coming up ready to go. And the second halves the last couple of years have been really the Achilles heel, whether it's injuries, attrition, whatever. They haven't been successful. It feels like, you know, you're number two because you weren't taken number one. you take things personally, and I believe that that's why Cora was so dead set on getting you in here, that this team was now ready to take the next step.
Well, I'm still young. I could play a little bit too still.
Yeah. I mean, don't believe me. It was all Cora.
These are old heads that you're talking to.
Yeah,
they don't
no,
get it.
Believe me. I peaked athletically at age six. It feels like all those things are what was the catalyst to get you here, that Alex and others in the organization believe that you're the guy that can sort of shine the light ahead and lead all the field, but also in that clubhouse.
Well, I can only speak for myself, but in looking from the outside in at this organization, I feel like this organization's set up to win for a very long time. If you look at the prospects in the minor leagues, if you look at the young talent in the big leagues, the veteran players in the big leagues, and the franchise players that you already have, and Raffy and Jaren, and I think this organization's set up to win, and that was one of the main reasons why I wanted to come here. I've been in the playoffs every single year of my career, and I want to keep that going.
Curtis brings up your number two, and obviously we all know why you are number two, but we've had great players here in Boston that have worn number two, Xander Bogaerts, but also whenever I'm at spring training, I think of Jerry Remy, and just wondering, I guess, selfishly, if you have any Jerry Remy stories, if you ever met him, if you, you know, he was a remarkable guy both on the field and up in the booth, so.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have any stories, but I did text Bogaerts before we trained together in the off season in Arizona, and I texted Bogaerts and Bogey, I said, I will not wear number two with Boston if you don't want me to, because like he had such a great career
right
here, and like I'm only doing this with your blessing. And he was like, I want you to wear number two, go do it. I wouldn't want anybody else to. So that was pretty cool. Wow. Good conversation.
That's awesome.
One of the things that Cora talked about, and you know, we probably like to hear a little bit more from you, obviously with the number two and just that determination to prove people wrong about you, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what really separates a lot of players, regardless of sports, when a guy has a chip on his shoulder and feels like that they're always being second guessed, or they always feel like, you know, no one's counting on you to do what it is you know you can do. What are some of the things that motivate you to still continue to grind at that kind of level and that mindset?
I think winning motivates me the most right now, and always has, really. I feel like since my freshman year of high school, every team I've been on has been in the playoffs every single year, and made a decent run at it. I feel like growing up, I played this game to win. I know that like in the baseball world now there's showcases and stuff like that, but when I was growing up and we were playing travel ball across the country, it was like we were playing to win. We were like, I played for the Albuquerque Baseball Academy in New Mexico, and there was maybe, I don't know, not a lot of guys from New Mexico really went on to play. Actually, we have one now, Matt Moore, just signed with Boston, but not a lot of guys from New Mexico really played at the next level, let alone the big leagues. And I feel like we always had that kind of mentality everywhere we went around the country, whether it was coming to Arizona or Florida or Texas. When we were playing somebody, we wanted to show, like, hey, we can play down here too. And I guess I kind of just adapted that. I don't know if it's like a New Mexico, like little a chip on your shoulder from a young age that, hey, we can play down here too. And I think, like I said, what motivates me right now is winning. What motivated me forever has been winning, and I feel like I have a really good chance to do that here. And I'm excited.
Yeah, Wiggy's the only guy from East he'd ever be a tight end in the
NFL.
Yeah,
no, no, so. My career, I was undrafted, and I, you know, I was able to play a long time and as an undrafted guy. So I understand when you have this chip because they say you can't do this, not fast enough, you're not big enough, whatever it is. And that when you see players that have that mentality, I think those guys resonate in a clubhouse, in a locker room with their peers, because people really respect that drive and that kind of, he has that dog in him.
And I just got to wrap. I know we're getting done right here. We have 50, our midday show, Jones and Keefe, did a segment trying to get the right home run call for Alex Bregman. So, Shime, why don't we play the best, and we'll see if Bregman has a favorite here. So here you go.
An A-bomb from A-Breg. Foghorn Breghorn.
I said another home run
for Foghorn Breghorn. A-B, see ya. Breg on your face. Crack a few Bregs. Bregatron's good. Hammond Bregger. Bregan the Stallion. Figure four, Breglock.
So, Bregan the Stallion, Breg on your face, any of those resonate? Or should we go back to the drawing board, Alex? Oh,
I think we need to go back to the drawing board.
Okay.
Even though Megan the Stallion's from Houston, I don't think you know Bregan the Stallion.
Welcome to Boston, Alex. Thank you for the time this morning, and we'll talk to you again
soon. Good luck,
thank
brother.
You guys. Appreciate it.
Very nice to meet you.
Thank
All
you.
Right, we are live from JetBlue Park.
Thank
we'll
you.
Get to the news next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.